Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on the road. The drive is, there you go, clap it up. It's a good time being had, a playoff edition of Football Friday. Live from Boomer Jacks here in Katy, and congratulations to our latest winner. And I talked to her, Clint, she said, thank God I ordered that last beer because I was just about to leave.
There you go.
Yep. I took a picture with the youngster that was out there getting after it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The youngster was with her. But she pulled it out. She won. Got her one more beer and happened to stay and walked away with a $100 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors.
The old one more paid off. Usually it bites you in the ass, but it paid off this time.
It could still bite her in the ass, but yeah, she...
Well, I guess it could. I guess it can do both.
She said, yes! She said, the last beer's paid off.
You know, hey, since we're here at Boomer Jacks over in Katy, I just kind of looked through some stuff here in that Dirty's Daily and thought I'd put it out there. Them $5 beer buddies seem to be pretty popular for our group here at the big center table. As you can see, there's a bunch of cold beers with a shot sitting right next to them just waiting for them to come back from smoke break. And that, since that was such a big hit, I mean, I'll go ahead and put this out there.
Where are we going here?
The buffalo shrimp at Boomer Jacks, it's the best buffalo shrimp I've ever had.
You were on it.
There was a day
you could order another right now.
Well, yes, I could if I didn't have half a steak and some a salad over here to eat. But that's a big part of it, though. It is a large portion. It's a big. They give you plenty. They're big shrimp that are some of them are cut in half, so they're you know you don't get it all over the sides of your face as you're trying to eat a shrimp. And they are. They're battered just right. It's the best I've ever had. All joking aside,
I'm surprised you went with it.
Next time me and the wife go to the Hill Country, if for some reason we exit that highway right out there, I-10, and right around this, I'm gonna pull in here and get me some more. That dead serious.
Best you've had.
There was a day when I believe it was Hooters buffalo shrimp. Boy, I mean. When I was playing in the league, every NFL player had a Hooters card from the NFLPA.
Of course, you all needed that.
Yeah, they wouldn't buy our drinks, but it was a real easy way when you walk into a Hooters to let a discreet way to let the females know that you played ball. I did like that. Yeah. And by the way, you're gonna take half off my ticket, Chief. Yeah, it was nice. But anyway, I used to go eat. I mean, pounds of shrimp, buffalo shrimp.
Go for speed or for comfort.
Oh man.
And it's better than that.
Better than that, yes. Yeah. Bigger, plumpier, yes. More of a portion. No tails involved. You don't have to take the tail. Yes.
I'm down, Tyler.
Tremendous, Tyler.
Yeah. Bigger, plumper.
Tyler, yeah. I'm talking about buffalo shrimp, man.
I know. I want to dive into them things. They sound delicious.
Yeah, sound like he was describing something
else.
Just
want to get a real mouthful. Well,
but come on out and get the buffalo shirt.
However you want to take it, man. I mean, I think being the man that you are, you should probably get a little perverted with that conversation.
Why not? Yeah, just have a good time.
I was talking about buffalo shrimp. You had
him? He was.
It's not perversion. I've told you a million times.
We might get somebody to place an order. All right.
Just appreciate.
Somebody else who would love that buffalo shrimp is Aaron Rodgers, I believe. And I think he would love the buffalo shrimp, but I don't know how much he is in love with facing this defense for 60 minutes coming up on Monday night.
Nobody in their right mind would be.
he spoke specifically about the best part of this defense, the pass rush. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, it starts with the protection. They got, you know, a really good D-line. They got multiple guys with 10-plus sacks. Got against Hunter for a lot of my career. I have a ton of respect for him. He's a phenomenal player. And Will, you know, we saw him in New York the last couple of years, and he just gets better every single year. He's a high-energy, high-effort guy who's got a lot of new pass moves to his repertoire the last couple of years, and starts with trying to slow those guys down a little bit.
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers talking about that pass rush. And I'll be honest, Clint, And that's kind of when I look at this, and I look at the Steelers, and I've watched the Steelers, and they do get DK Metcalf back, so that does change things. But I'm having a hard time seeing how the Steelers can sustain drives. Like, I'm having a hard time seeing, like, they don't run the ball incredibly well. When they do run the ball, they like to run outside, and I think with the Texans' team speed, that's the worst place to try to attack them. And many times where they get worn and gain well, it's tosses, it sweeps outside. And to me, running in the middle of the field is in the middle of the defense is more advantageous against this Texans defense. And just the way they try to dump off so quick and they use that a lot. And the Texans play aggressively to begin with. When I say aggressively, like in coverage, they're right on you. They're pressed. They're in there. They trust their coverage. They are attacking, coming forward all the time. That's why we see guys running down the field, big plays more so than not. So just the things that they have done and they like to do offensively, I'm having a hard time seeing. Like, I watched that game against the Ravens. They got a 14-play drive in there. They got a 9-play drive in there. They got a third. I can't see that. It is hard for me to see sustaining drives.
I mean, look, when you play the best defense in football, it's going to be hard, no matter who the opponent is, to find how they're going to have sustained success against this defense. I mean, it's not about sustaining success. It's not about sustaining drives. It's about how can their offense apply pressure to our offense. That's whatever that looks like. If it's a 0-0 game late, how can they do something in the third quarter that puts our offense in a position where they've got to take more risks than they're comfortable with taking? That's the end game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look, I think what the Steelers will do is, when Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are in the game, I'll argue that there's nobody better in a sense of just getting the football out quickly in different creative ways than Aaron Rodgers. I'll argue that with Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers' combination, I don't know that they're the best, but they do a tremendous job of using their pass game, short pass game, as an extension of their run game. And then there's going to be moments, right, where obviously it's going to be about the explosive play. Can DK Metcalf get over the top? Can Gainwell make somebody miss and go get a chunk play? But I think this is where we get off in the weeds, and I don't know how good it is for radio, but you look at the Texans. What they do is they will, throughout a game, periodically take 55 and 51 and put them on the sideline for a drive. Maybe not a whole drive, but for 3 or 4 plays. That's when if you're Aaron Rodgers, and he's sharp enough and good enough and long enough in the tooth to go, somebody in the booth say, all right, whatever it is, 55 and 51 are out of the game. Now's the time. If you're going to get aggressive in the pass game, now's the time to do it. Right? And so I look for Pittsburgh to take more of their risk. Now, you can't do it all the time, because the game's going to dictate you got to go play football at some point. But from the start, I think what we see is Pittsburgh pick and choose when they want to hold the football and take shots down the field. And I think that time is when 55 and 51 are off the field. I mean, that's the level of, like, when you play the Texans, that's the level of
detail you have to have.
That's what, like, we're, yeah, of detail.
Like, all right, now we can take a shot.
That's it. Now's the time. Now's the time to go. You can't be bullheaded and go, well, we're just going to do it whenever we want. Whenever we get this certain coverage that we like, we're going to do it, because you'll get your lunch ate before you ever get a chance to make that throw, right? And so there's two things, right, with Aaron Rodgers, and this is where the veteran the mind of Aaron Rodgers is a huge benefit, and I think a bigger challenge for the Texans defense than younger, maybe even athletic or bigger armed quarterbacks is Aaron. There are mechanisms in and we talk about it around here with the Texans a lot. Is one thing that I'm surprised is that C.J. Stroud doesn't have, this offense doesn't have mechanisms built in to where C.J. Stroud can take a moment right now. I'm throwing it to Nico no matter what. Abort whatever, everything going over here, and I'm throwing it to Nico right now. Like, Aaron has that in this offense. So the one time, may not be 1 or 2, 3 times, but the minute that they put D.K. Metcalf on either one of the corners and they man him up, he's going to take that shot. And there's mechanisms within their offense to where he can do it soundly. He's not taking a bunch of risk. He can He can bang out a protection real quick. He knows he can't hold it. Just get it up quick. And that's where the Aaron Rodgers part of Pittsburgh can scare you. Is I think going into the game, there is a real manipulation plan of kind of how Aaron Rodgers can do things where younger quarterbacks just simply can't do it.
It's just a lot of the things that they do that they...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Do their best. The Steelers just seem to feed right in the hands of the Texans. With the exception of the DK Metcalf down the field thing. But even that, like, you're still doing that against the two best corners and maybe the best secondary in football. I just look at it, I'm just like, boy, man. He's probably going to try to use Gainwell and Warren, but damn, the Texans play tight coverage anyway, and swarm is, to the ball.
Look, I think you got McCaffrey, and I think you've got the Gibbs kid out of Detroit. I mean, I think those are your two best weapons on offenses that are at the running back position. I think Gainwell is a tier just below them, and he's working his way to them with Aaron. So, that's the kind of guy we're talking about here. We're not talking about some young guy out in the flats that anybody can tackle.